Heidi and Frank Show. Let's get Craig in here so I can see him. Make sure he's here. There he is. Is he
Craig,
here?
Craig.
Get in here, Craig. My God,
there he
man.
Is.
I know you're living all green these days. What'd you do, ride a bike here? I mean, you got to leave earlier.
I noticed Heidi's putting on the lip gloss because she
knows that
the Love Master's here.
Right. The real Love Master. I was trying to fill in for a second, but.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
There it is.
Yeah. That's, I'll have you begging like PBS on a pledge drive, baby. Yeah.
I had a weird thing happen. I was on a golf course. And I hit a ball, and I went, yeah, like that. And the guy goes, you sound like the Love Master. I go, well, I guess I would since I'm him. And the guy goes, oh, aren't we all? And then I go, no, really. And I did the full.
It's in the hole, babe.
I did a full Love Master. He goes, that was good, but you're no Craig Shoemaker. I got to tell you, I was listening on the way in, and it's so nerve-wracking. You know, because you were giving away Craig Shoemaker tickets.
Yes.
I was, yeah.
But it started with, you know, one guy goes, who's that?
Oh, yeah.
And another one goes, I'll take the truck pull or whatever it is, you know. I'm going, and then it built into the one guy goes, oh, that's cool. And then by the end, it was like, I want Shoemaker tickets. I was like, oh, I felt so much better.
Yeah, but that first
guy took. I'm glad I was late just to hear somebody say, I'm happy to go.
When the first guy took the bag of mismatched socks, I was like, this is not good for Craig. It's good to have you in the studio, man.
At least you got my name right, by the way. People, Shoemaker. I do a lot of radio shows.
Schumacher.
You're a Schumacher, like I'm off the boat from Bavaria carrying an umlaut. How many umlaut references are you going to have in 1 week?
It's tough to work one in, but you did. And I'm impressed.
He got it in there.
Yeah.
I brought notes here. I don't even need notes with you guys.
No.
You are promoting your new DVD, Datitude, and it was taken from your Showtime special that premiered last November.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. I mean, your boys are growing up.
Yeah.
They're not growing up, but they're growing up.
You got
up.
Three boys, which you know what that means.
Yeah, he gets Love Master to satisfy.
He can satisfy.
Well, the one's trying to be the Love Master, which
really?
Is a nightmare. I'm going to end up in court on that one.
And he's so handsome. Like, he's
a good
we've known
kid.
Yeah, we've known your kids for a long time.
Exactly.
He had game, like, even when he was, like, not. Didn't
I know,
even know he had
I know.
Game. Like,
it's
it was
so weird.
Before.
And now he's doing the Love Masters in band in middle school. He's like, hey, baby, I'm feeling a little French horny. Somebody's got a tromboner. I'm going, oh, jeez. And I have an ex-wife, you know, with him. And it,
oh.
I, you know, I have to, Your Honor, I had nothing to do with it. And then my wife now, she takes him to yoga class, you know, her earthy girl. And he walks in and goes, whoa, must be the Sahara. Check out all these camel toes. I'm like, oh, no, Your Honor, nothing to do with it. Because I get blamed for everything because I'm a comic.
Right.
Well, I mean, do you take some responsibility because of the
Love Master? Oh, look at you.
The Love Master.
Now you sound like the judge.
Right.
Are you taking responsibility for being
right.
the Love Master?
Are you
passing this on to your son?
Are you the prosecutor? My God.
I mean, he's heard you in the mirror with yourself, right?
I don't do this in the mirror. People really think you do comedy in a mirror.
Yeah, into
you grab
a hairbrush.
A brush.
Yeah,
exactly.
You do.
You grab a hairbrush. I never in my life.
If there's anybody who did, it was you.
How's everybody doing tonight? How's everybody, where's everybody from?
The faces?
Not a shot that I've ever done that. I can't even look at myself. I've never even seen the special. I'll be honest with you. I'm here promoting a special I've never seen. I heard it's good. They asked me to do another one, but I've never watched. I can't watch myself. I see things that no one else sees.
Yeah, it is.
When you do your Barney,
you know what I'm talking about?
You have to have look in the mirror.
I
your
do
face
not. I become
to
Barney.
You become him.
But you have to see if, like, if you're getting it right.
Yeah, your face.
No, I feel it. I feel it.
Transforms.
Like you feel me now, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, I can part your hair from right here, baby. When I'm naked, you can spot me on Google Earth. Yeah.
I bet you've tried to be the Love Master, Frank.
I have.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, see,
a lot of guys do it. I've gotten a
does.
Lot of people action, by the way. I set her up, you knock her down. I
right.
mean, that's how it works.
Yeah, you're a good
wingman.
I'm
ready to transform over to my community.
So
sure.
Have you ever, like...
She admitted it on my podcast, by the way.
What?
She admitted...
That you would be the...
Go back a year, CraigShoemakerShow.com, and you'll see she admits that... If she were to go there, I would have access.
Really?
Yeah,
she gave
sure.
me an all-access pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's torture, isn't it? I mean, for you, Craig.
No, it's not. I painted on the back of my eyelids.
You've had a crush on
when
her.
Total crush. When I have... now I can't look at her. Oh, that's wrong.
I just wanted to be able to get him back.
Your breast itch? What's
yeah,
going on
that's
there?
Very... I don't know. It's some sort of rash or something.
You got
something.
A little sunburn from Mexico? Make your breast itch?
Oh, yeah. I got an itch right here, baby. I'll turn you 50 shades of Craig. Oh, yeah.
See, I can't look at you when you do that.
Yeah, see, I get it. She told me on my podcast that she would give me access.
Yeah.
Honest to God. So here's what happens.
If things were different in a different universe.
Let me ask you something. Right. If you're fantasizing, which we all guys fantasize, mm-hmm. you paint on the back of your eyelids, right? I have a problem fantasizing these days. Because it's been, lived a long time. Other things start popping in.
Get out!
But here's what I always hear. I always hear no. Like, I've had women shoot me down in my own fantasy. Now I'm arguing with them. I'm going, wait a minute. It's my fantasy. And they're going, no, you can't. No. So what happened was, when she told me I could have access, now she doesn't deny me my own fantasy.
There you go. I'm always saying yes in his head.
Now, have you ever, when you're out on the road touring and gone into like a bar, a hotel bar, and did the Love Master character just nonstop and just acted like that was who you were as a person?
I can't believe you said that. I had a really bad story about that. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah,
well, no,
I actually did.
Because I figure you'd have to at some point.
I was touring at the time with a band. I was touring with I was opening for Kenny Loggins. And
name dropper.
he's so current. I just saw him the other day.
Kenny.
I had a wild thing happen with that, too. But anyway, we're in Seattle. We're in a hotel bar.
What the hell with that? What's the wild thing that happened with Kenny Loggins?
It's about my wild stories from 88. I was a kid. It was 88. It was unbelievable. I got to open for him. But we were on Broadway, and it says, that's a dream for me. I love singing and stuff. It says, Craig Shoemaker on Broadway with Kenny Loggins, or Broadway, whatever it said. A big sign. And he says, Craig, I'm freaking out. Tris is sick. Can you sing bass? This is before the show. I go, yeah, sure. No problem. Footloose. Yeah, I got it, Kenny. Got it.
Danger zone.
We're flying into the danger zone. So, I mean, I was so nervous. Because all my friends and my family were coming up from Philly to see me. So I rehearsed over dinner. And I'm boom, boom. And I'm not even a bass. I'm a baritone. But I could do it. I got it, Kenny. So my friends show up drunk. In the middle of my show, I'm opening for them, and they're coming down the aisle going, Yo, Shoe! Tell them about the time you wet your pants in Miss Kimel's class! They're telling all of Broadway, this whole audience, they're telling I peed my pants. Steiny's the funnier one. Tell him, Steiny. Look at his breasts. He felt Steiny's boobs in eighth grade. Tell him! They're trying to tell everybody that I'm a phony, basically.
True friends.
Yeah, these are true friends. And they have, you know, tubs of beer. Excuse me. They sit in the front row. They're heckling me. Now I'm going off mic.
Like, Philly accents?
With the Philly accents. Yeah. No way! I'm going off microphone. I'm doing my act, and off mic, I'm going, guys, cut it out. You know the ventriloquist? Gotta cut it out. It's not funny. Don't do this right now. It's on Broadway.
It's Broadway.
My mother is here. So I'm going, please don't do this. And then so now they got so drunk they passed out. Every one of them. They're coked up. I'm telling you, they're all passed out. So now I come back on stage with Kenny Loggins. And we're doing like this acoustic number, and I'm wearing sunglasses so no one saw the pain in my eyes as I search for these notes. Boom, 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 boom. you know, they need the bass for that.
Yeah.
I'm all right. That's me. I had to do that, you know, and I had to be the bass. Okay. And all of a sudden, one of them wakes up and he sees me and he goes, Whoa, there's Shoe singing with Kenny Loggins. Dude, Poo Corner. That's what I had to deal with. They interrupt the acoustic set. So anyway, back to the other sex story, which I'm sure you want to get to because it turns Heidi on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the one where you were Love Master and you...
I did Love Master to this one. This is a terrible
character.
Story. I don't know if I'm getting the wrap-up sign.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You don't have to pay attention.
Was that the wrap-up sign? I thought he was always doing whoop-dee-doo over there. I didn't know either. Oh, whoop-dee-doo, Kenny Loggins, whoop-dee-doo.
Wow, danger zone.
No, I thought he was doing whoop-dee-doo with your little sex story. Don't want to hear your little sex story. Anyway, I was in Seattle. And I was single at the time, back in the late 80s, brand new to business. I did full Love Master to this girl in a bar. And I had her going. I mean, she really was into it. I mean, I've had women to go, I want that guy, not you.
Right.
And literally, they have no interest in me. The John Boy Walton looker, look-alike, who cares, put a mole on me. So anyway, so I go.
Good night, Craig.
And I talked her into it, and she actually was married. So she's there. Oh, no, she was with a guy. She's only been with one guy.
Oh, baby.
I did the whole thing. And we get on the elevator.
Oh, press 12. You'll get 12 later, baby.
I mean, the whole deal. And then suddenly, I don't know what happened. I came out of character once we got into the room. And I went, ah! And I was done. I had given her this big promo, just like you, see him at the Saban Theater.
Right,
and then it'd be like if I walked on stage and went, good night. I'm nervous. And I was done. Huff, puff, boom. That was it. Huff, puff, boom. Done. And now, you know, you're good the second time around. She's got no time.
Oh.
So I'm going, come on, I can. And now I'm me again. I can work it up. She said, no, that's it. So I always think to myself, if she ever sees me on TV,
oh, yeah. She's going, oh,
and you were.
God,
I cheated for that idiot.
And she probably does have Showtime. She probably did see you on television. And she can go buy your DVD.
Yes, she can. In Seattle, yes.
Where can they get this? CraigShoemaker.com?
CraigShoemaker.com. Yeah, spelled like a shoe and a maker, not, you know, like a cobbler or whatever. And, it's called Datitude, and it did really well. It's actually led to other things, too. I got the Parks and Recreation. You know,
look at that.
Yeah, you need. Roman. I've said
and
it.
And Bold and the Beautiful, too.
Really?
Yeah, did you know that? I play a porn producer.
When is that air?
Bold. It just aired. The three episodes aired last week.
I can see that.
Yeah.
They let me do some Love Master.
You got
lines.
A quality.
It was awesome. I just walked in.
That's so cool.
They're like, yeah, we wanted you. So it was really, really cool.
Well,
a lot
good.
Of, a lot
awesome.
Of fun stuff's happening. And, of course, the podcast.
The podcast.
CraigShoemakerShow.com. We're having a blast. Samuel L. Jackson was on. Do you get him?
Really? Samuel L. Jackson was on your show, or was it you doing Samuel L. Jackson?
No! that's the best thing about doing impressions. You can have anyone on.
Who exactly.
Who do you want today? Chris Rock. Hello, everybody. No, Samuel L. Jackson was on a few
really?
Weeks ago.
He came down to the ToadHopNetwork.com?
Samuel L. Jackson's an old Shameless. Buddy of mine. See, he came to the Toad Hop Network, located in Hollywood. Yes. No, we've had Oscar winners on. We've had a lot of people you don't know about. You should pay attention to the Toad Hop Network.
What's that called again? ToadHopNetwork.com?
Yeah, it's called the ToadHopNetwork.com or CraigShoemakerShow.com.
And what
Tom
day?
Bergeron, Chris Harrison from The Bachelor, Dr. Drew was on.
What day does your show air live?
We're Wednesdays, but not today. We did it yesterday.
But normally Wednesdays, what time?
Wednesdays at noon to 2, and that's live, and then you can always download it later, iTunes and all that stuff, and I don't know.
You got to start doing it every day, lazy.
I would love to do it every day.
Wednesdays, noon to 2, ToadHopNetwork.com, CraigShoemaker.com, pick up Datitude. Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Oh, and the Beverly Hills date, you already gave away all my free
tickets.
Oh, yeah,
tickets. I gave away all the tickets. So. That's what you're really promoting, the Beverly Hills date, where you're going to be
Saban
at the Saban
Theater. In Beverly Hills. Let's rock it out. Let's have a bunch of people go.
Saturday,
not for free. I don't like coupon people.
Saturday, June 15th. Go and pay. It's worth it. Because everyone who goes sees Craig, I always see on Twitter, they're like, from all wherever you go around the country, they're like, I can't stop.
Laugh so hard it hurts.
I hurt myself. You actually pull muscles when you
I'm going to start charging aerobic fees.
No, you shouldn't.
I get a lot of people that tell me it's a workout.
Yeah, an ab class.
Personally, I've watched that. I don't get it.
In the mirror.
I never do it in the mirror, ever.
A hairbrush.
I swear to you. Now every time I'm in front of a mirror, I'm going to think of you. Can you say it, Heidi, so I can think of you?
Thank you so much, Craig Shoemaker, for coming in. We're going to come right back. You can follow Craig on Twitter. What's your Twitter, Craig?
The Love Master on Twitter and Facebook fan page. Tell me that you heard me today. Make it worth my drive.
Yeah, make it worth his drive. He's got to leave now because he's riding his bike back home.
I got 5 hours it took me. There was a cup in the road on the floor.
No doubt.
That's chipped. You better slow down.
We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.